when I was in Toronto in the 70s and went to the McLuhan talk with you, Bob, one night, McLuhan actually spoke to me at the end of one of his classes and asked me why I was there, and I told him I was a friend of yours. I was a flight attendant in town overnight for a couple of days, and he started talking to me about privacy on the planes and how the British had it right. They had people facing each other, and there was more privacy if you were actually facing each other than if you were pointed towards the front of the plane.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, really didn't quite understand what he was trying to get at. Do you, can you understand? Can you decipher that or give me some...
Okay, let me give you, before Ian says anything, McLuhan used to say that if you put chairs in a circle, that encourages conversation. If you have flat rows like a classroom, that does not encourage involvement. And if you want involvement and sociability, you would make them in circles. Now, he says Westerners like to be private. They go to be alone. So he might have said that it was properly designed, the seating in American planes, because they allow people to be alone. You did not want to encourage interaction. Now, the British, though, don't go out to be alone. So they did the plane differently, and that was natural for them.
On their trains, they do it that
right.
way, but they don't do it that way on their airplanes.
Well, what? So he
That's
was just talking...
Because of the standard. He was saying that you would be more private if you were facing, if they would turn each row facing as a foretop, facing each other. You'd
right.
have more privacy than if you were all in, like, a seat.
Like they are in the regular planes. And that doesn't sound like what McLuhan would say.
But,
he would,
but why did he say that? That's what I don't understand.
Well, here's the ground.
It's actually within a quadrant of four, you mind your own space. And as you mind your own space, you don't look at the one directly in front of you. If you were looking at the back of a seat, any little thing becomes the center focal point of what is.
What you look at.
Right. And so if you're facing another human creator,
right.
then you don't notice their oddness.
You make a point of not noticing.
Oh,
correct.
You make a point of being polite and not looking at them, not staring at them.
That's correct.
Being
That's
involved
correct.
With them.
Okay, that
well,
might
because
be...
Because they're included... Now, wait now, Bob. You're on to something here.
Yeah.
They're included in your space that you call safe.
Oh,
if you're looking at them.
If you're looking at them.
If they start making a face and reach into their pocket and pull out a little transponder and start pushing a button and blow the sumbitch up, you're going to notice that. But if someone's sitting there looking at you, damn, you're not going to do that. You're going to go to the loo and do it there.
So it creates more safety, okay.
What Marshall was saying is it creates more privacy.
Yeah. Okay. What, Sue, you know
okay,
that he used
they,
to say...
And why is it exactly that it creates more privacy? Is it because
you are more concerned with the engagement of your space rather than invading someone else's.
Okay.
Because you can look at the back of the heads of people and watch them, and they don't know it.
And one hair out of place all of a sudden sends you riling. But if you're looking at them and you know that their hair is just sort of disheveled, that's no big deal.
Yeah, so Sue, as we became an electronic society, everybody spying on everybody, you could say that's why the planes were inappropriately designed so everybody could look at the back ahead of everybody, because everybody then could feel comfortable because they were spying on everybody in their daily work anyways. And so now they continue spying.
You look at the way that they set up the cocoons now, they're at an angle so
yes.
that you have your individual private space, but yet it's inclusive of the entire space, so you know how you are fit into, wait for it, Bob, wait for it, the dichotomy that is your space.
Dichotomy, what is the dichotomy?
Yeah.
That you are one in a group of many that is included in the entire experience of this particular flight.
Like a group pajama party.
Pretty much. Because isn't it amazing that everybody gets the same kind of damn slippers, do they not?
Yeah. That's right.